I wish you a very good day, my dear students. Today's session is primarily devoted to our MBA students of third semester, other professional courses program of the university, students of honors programs, UG programs, and even MCOM students and BCOM honors and BBA honors and the related professional programs of the university. As I told you that today's discussion are revolving around the concept of product management. Dear students, as a faculty of the product management, it is my duty that you should be understanding very clearly that the key element in any marketing program of the world's any organization is going to be its product. That is why, while discussing the elements of marketing mix, a company has to determine what product it is going to offer to the users, to the people, to the buyers. And that is why good products become key to the market success. As we try to understand more and more conceptual insights, product is the vehicle by which a company provides consumer satisfaction, and moreover, some authors have termed it as an engine pulling the rest of the marketing program. Any firm that is going to market, its products will always ensure that how effectively it is going to handle its product mix and service mix. In more easy words, a product is always defined as a bundle of utilities comprising of various product features and accompanying services. But be careful. When I call them bundle of utilities, it could be physical utilities and the psychological satisfactions which buyer is going to receive through seller. So he is not just purchasing the physical and chemical attributes, but also buying satisfaction, offers leading to expected satisfaction. And the product doesn't mean only physical shape, but the total product, including brand, package, label, image of the manufacturer, distributor, totality of services, apart from the physical product. That is why very renowned Professor Philip Kotler has rightly defined, I quote, "A product is anything that can be offered to market for attention, acquisition, use, or consumption that might satisfy a want or a need," end quote. So this is a very complete definition, according to Professor Kotler, that it could be anything, but offering attention, acquisition, and ensuring consumption leading to satisfaction has to be there. So it could be an idea, it could be an entity, good or services, or even the combination of all these three. But the purpose of exchange must lead to satisfaction of individual and organizational objectives. So student, I feel that the conceptual part was really required to be discussed initially. But as we move further, if product is sound and it is easily acceptable to the market, then the consumer preferences, how beautifully we are going to fit the needs, FITT, fitting the needs, desires of the customers. And not only it is the selling success has to be also assured. For example, companies like Xerox, companies like Hindustan Unilever, they have not only provided products, but they've also handled their product management wonderfully. Because product management includes the whole range of activities relating to product planning and development. So here the topic becomes more interesting as we understand the concept of product with product plan, which is derived from the marketing plan. And that is why product plan encompasses product strategies like product length, product line, product depth, and even line stretching both upwards and downwards. Generally, students ask a question, and they have got every right to ask a question. Sometimes, what is the meaning of the term product policy? And I always say in my classes that policy is to guide the activities of the firm or company towards common goals. These days, particularly, the overall success of any company is not measured only by profit levels, by the term growth. So companies need to have very smart product policy being covered in the product management. And that is why usually product policy may involve product line appraisal, care of the individual products, timely decisions on product differentiation, making proper brand decisions, product positioning decisions, new product development decisions, decisions on packaging, decisions on labeling, and also managing the product life cycle with creating and managing brand equity, then I think we can call it a comprehensive product policy. So my dear students, when you refer the very famous book of Philip Kotler, Marketing Management, Analysis, Planning, Implementation and Control, you must be very, very interested to know that how beautifully Professor Kotler has defined the multiple interactions of the different components which a product manager has to deal while discussing the concept of product management. And that is why generally cosmetic products always say that in the factory they create mascara and skin cleaner, but when they try to sell the same thing in store, they do not sell mascara and skin cleaner, but they are also trying to sell you the inner hope and beauty of the face. Toothpaste, for example, may be a very handy product to the concerned producer. But as a consumer, when we buy it, we buy hopes and high expectations with clean teeth, shining teeth, and also whitener and cleaner teeth. In fact, children also search pleasant taste, and of course, fewer cavities, stronger gums, and we do search that our smelling breath control is also ensured. So the set of expectations, the set of benefits become very critical under the market offering, product offering, and they act sometime as a selling point, where the seller's role becomes very important. Because on one hand, marketers want to sell product in its best capacity, with competence, with high quality product performance, but the bundle of utilities, derived satisfaction, and the benefits need to be also understood properly. Generally, we give too much emphasis only on the exterior part. But as I always say in my classes, that American Marketing Association, I quote, "Consumer goods are destined for use by ultimate consumers or households, and in such form that they can be used without commercial processing. While industrial goods are those goods which are destined to be sold primarily for use in producing other goods or rendering services, as contrasted with goods destined to be sold primarily to the ultimate consumers." So students, as a student of MBA and UGPG programs, I hope that you're getting this point very clear, that the students need to know the intricacies about the effective marketing program, product policy, and then it is going to helpful in understanding how products can be divided into two broad categories: consumer products and business products or industrial products. And then they have further subcategories, still further. But our today's session primarily focusing upon the concept of the responsibilities of the product manager, that how they handle in today's dynamic and proactive market their duties and responsibilities, so that the product manager discharges its responsibility in the most desired manner. Generally, the very first responsibility is to build and manage the product mix and ensure effective product line. I think today's product managers, especially in today's dynamic cutthroat competition, they need to understand that the product mix becomes very key element. Another important responsibility is, as we always see in classes of our production management and earlier classes, right from the first semester, to carry out continuous product innovations. I think here comes the role of R&D. Product innovations is the need of the hour. In fact, in our university sessions, seminars, online webinars you've been attending, that the Atmanirbhar India, Atmanirbhar Bharat, Atmanirbhar universities, how early we adapt to the product innovations is going to become a very, very key feature in coming times. Reducing our dependencies on imported goods, just not promoting the foreign goods. Then another important responsibility is to prepare strong strategies for product planning and development for existing products and for especially new products, because new products become key. So as young product managers, I always call upon my students that when you go to the corporate world, you always be part of the team. Try to be part of the team where you are involved in strategy formation of product planning and development, even for the existing products and also for the new products, so that companies can sometime overcome from the some degree between product maturity and decline stage, and they can take corrective actions provided the top management is very much conscious of the fact. Then another important responsibility is to work in coordination with product positioning teams or product positioning strategies, because product positioning is a very competitive term. You have to always keep a very close eye on your competitors as far as the product positioning is concerned. We have seen example of Dabur, example of Patanjali pharmaceutical products, example of Jhandu, example of herbal drugs. And I think in every category of the product management, you have to always see that how early you develop competitive product positioning strategies in order to sustain the overall acceptability of the consumers. Another important part, according to me, which cannot be ignored by the product manager while understanding the responsibilities of the product manager, is to manage product life cycle effectively and smartly. I think most of the students who are listening this lecture, I hope attentively, they very well understand the overall gambit of the product life cycle. Introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. And there comes the very important part of their role, that how early they become alert in understanding the precautionary stages as product is just reaching at the maturity stage. Because before the decline stage comes, good product manager, alert managers handling product would always be conscious of the fact that how early they are able to adapt as per the market situations, understanding consumers' test, understanding consumers' preferences. So, to me, another important strategy of the product manager's discharge when handling the responsibilities in product management department is to take total stock of the branding decisions. It is not that we are only handling product management. Simultaneously, you have to coordinate constantly, be in touch with your brand managers. Because ultimately, high quality products, well established products would become brands one day. They would fetch more revenue, better sales growth, more market share for your company. So when you handle the product, you are also keeping in close contact with the brand managers. Because here comes the role of managing brand equity. So your branding decisions need to be constantly effective. Another important discharging responsibility is sometimes you need to understand the development of different products catering different market segments. Market X, Market Y, Market Z, Market A, Market B, Market C. There is heterogeneity existing in markets. Market segments are not alike, not identical. And once they are not identical, as a good product manager, you need to be very alert that how you are going to handle these kind of situations. And that is why another important thing you cannot ignore is to prepare strategies for effective product planning and development, and also understanding and adapting brand relaunching and repositioning as and when required as per the market conditions. I think our generation has seen pre-corona market, pre-COVID market, pre-recession market, during corona. And I think very soon, after some time, once this epidemic is over, we would see post-corona market conditions. So here comes your all knowledge, how early you are able to relaunch, reposition. We have seen several categories of product, irrespective of the users, and how smartly the brand managers, product managers have understood this conceptual part and applied them as and when required by market conditions. And then I think it can be a very long list to continuously gather market information about the product performance, about the consumer attitudes, about your sales channel, sales partners' attitudes, dealers' attitudes, also keeping an eye over the brand loyalty of the customers. Yes, no product managers in the world would deny that they need to have access towards the up-to-date continuous information about the product performance. irrespective of the PLC stage, about the customer's attitudes, how dealers are taking interest, how middlemen are pushing it, the levels of brand loyalty of customers. And then, last but not the least, it could be always that you are going to see them, your packaging and branding, as the most effective marketing tools. So, dear students, as a product manager, when you are trying to understand the overall concept of the product management with relation to the responsibilities of the product manager has to give proper attention towards the all these issues, including the proper coordination with corporate advertising agencies. Sometimes back, a student asked a question, "Sir, what is the role of the product manager in establishing coordination with advertising agency?" And I had a simple, very straightforward answer. Who is going to use, who is going to view, who is going to listen, who is going to watch? Answer was one word: customer. Through ad agencies. So your product image is going to be built around through media communication, through campaigns. So when you are handling with the advertising agencies, handling your product, you have to strike a very proper up-to-date balance and give them full opportunity about the up-to-date information, about the product benefits, about the product features, about its guarantee, warranty, and even including the ethical issues involved in the product management. So then I think, as a student of the product management, in the early part of syllabus, you can understand that it is not only anything that can be offered to satisfy a need or want becomes product. Because as we try to understand concept with new insights, I always remind my students, a product is a set of tangible and intangible attributes. Never forget, this sentence is a very important sentence. I repeat, a product is a set of tangible and intangible attributes, including packaging, color, price, quality, brand. Of course, you can't ignore reputation, you can't ignore image, and you can't ignore even the services offered through middleman. So it look good, it may look a good, it may look very good, but the service, idea, person behind it, the delivery mode, all things become very, very important, because consumers are not buying only the physical entity, but they are also buying the other things other than physical entities, because they are searching for more than set of physical attributes while buying a product. So they are buying want satisfaction, they are trying to satisfy their need, and they want to see that benefits do exceed what they expect. It could be camera, it could be iPod, it could be a ball pen, it could be a hand wash, it could be a, you know, whatever, or even a small piece of handkerchief. When you are buying them, you are buying a lot of hopes, you are buying a lot of expectations, and with them, you are not trying to pay the money, but you also see that the promotional services are also satisfying you, apart from proper packaging, publicity going with it, all these things going and hand in hand. So dear students, today's my session was about the conceptual part, about the conceptual part of the product management, how we try to define it, then the what could be the likely concept of satisfaction, and how we do view the role of the product policy, how effective product policy we can prepare, and what could be the content, what could be the draft of the product policy for corporates when they try to develop product policy in their organization. And I also discuss with you the set of the responsibilities of the product manager. It could be a long list, exhaustive list, but same time you need to take care of critical points while handling the responsibilities of product manager. I wish you that you stay safe, you stay healthy, and as I've been telling you, that you can drop your questions, queries at my given email ID. And also, apart from my these audio sessions, as usual, I have been available on my given cell numbers. You can contact with your queries and doubts, and it would be my pleasure to handle your queries to the utmost satisfaction. Wish you stay healthy, stay safe. Wish you a fine time. All the best. All the best from Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, JNIBM, Ujjain.